Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Daily Mac Corp podcast for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is for Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2020. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. An interesting day in the market and a few negative statistics. Let's start. There was 531 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up, down slightly, sorry, from 534 yesterday. The volume was just over 1.88 billion, and that's down slightly from 1.84 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume is slightly up to 3.54 million, and that's up slightly from 3.45 million yesterday. This is a negative statistic for today. The average percentage gain loss was a minus 0.61%, and that's down from a positive 2% yesterday. As far as a breakdown of the 531 ASX resource stocks that were traded today, 134 had gains, and that's down significantly from 254 yesterday. There were 134 with no gains, and that's up from 94 yesterday. And this is the big mover. There's 263 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 186 yesterday. So a few data points there on the negative, including the average percentage gain loss, and also a huge increase in the amount of stocks that had a loss today. Let's look at the positives for today, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks, and they are Magnetite Mines Limited, ASX code MGT, and it had a percentage gain of 150% today. Congrats to all holders of MGT. At number two, we have Sheffield Resources Limited, ASX code SFX. It had a percentage gain of 48.84% today. At number three, we have Enterprise Metals Limited, ASX code ENT. It had a positive gain of 30% today. At number four, we have Marquee Resources Limited, ASX code MQR. It had a positive gain of 27.87% today. And rounding off at number five was Cullen Resources Limited, ASX code CUL, and it had a percentage gain of 25% today. There's an equal five, so I'm adding another one. Hippo Resources Limited, ASX code HIP, and it also had a percentage gain of 25%, so equal number five today for those two stocks. So congrats to all the six stocks there of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. With some positive gains and activity there. Let's move on to the commodities. And the best performing commodities today were gold, copper and nickel. But there was a few others that also performed well, but they were the standouts. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Maximus Resources Limited for a second day running. And 15.80% of the company was traded today. And that's up slightly, or up from 9.36% of the company traded yesterday. As far as the project locations, there were three that stood out. They are Yilgarn Craton, Fraser Range and Kalgoorlie. And they are all located in Western Australia. As far as looking at the top 20 and the annual percentage spend of staff admin versus project spend for the last 12 months, it's dropped significantly to 53% average, and that's down from 68% yesterday. So effectively that means of the top 20 ASX resource stocks in the top 20 today, 53% is being spent on staff admin on average, leaving an average of 47% spent on projects in the last 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. And there are 147 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. And that's up slightly from 146 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is a negative today, so it's minus 1.47% average loss per stock, ERP stock today, and that's down significantly from 1.38% average gain yesterday. Volume was just over 521 million, and that's down slightly from 528 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, there were two of them that are using an ERP software solution, and that's down from four of the top 20 using it yesterday. So that concludes the overview of the MacCorp Daily Podcast. We'll now do an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Magnetite Mines Limited, ASX code MGT. And we'll start with their projects. They are predominantly involved in iron ore or magnetite, and they have a few projects and one in an advanced PFS stage at the moment, and they're located in South Australia. We'll now look at the last 12 months of spend of staff admin versus project spend. And over the last 12 months, they spend just under $100,000 on projects and $771,000 on staff admin. That equates to, over the last 12 months, 89% of money available spent on staff admin, leaving a very low 11% spent on projects. If there's any questions on why is that, just go back to the company and ask the board. Let's look at their finances as far as money in the bank. As of the current quarter, excluding any current capital raise or up-and-coming capital raise, they have just over $800,000 in the bank. Let's look at their market cap. Their current market cap is sitting just over $22 million. They have just over 2.24 billion shares on offer. Volume was quite high today at around 180-odd million. And as far as their share price performance, they started 2020 at 0.05 of a cent, and as of close of trade today, they have doubled and are 1 cent. As far as their top 20 shareholders are concerned, along with the directors, let's have a look. They own in excess of 52% of the company. And so that's the top 20, and the directors' shareholding is approximately just over 52%. So that concludes our overview of the top performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Magnetite Mines Limited, ASX code MGT, and congrats to all holders of MGT. That concludes our daily MacCorp podcast for today. Thanks again for listening, and if there's any suggestions on what you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve at maccorp, macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and enjoy your evening. Good night.